Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Well, good Sunday morning. Summer winds down here. I'm not sure if it's supposed to rain or not today. I didn't get a chance to look at the weather. I think we're supposed to get a little bit, though, if I remember correctly from last night as I fell asleep. Welcome to The Drift. Thank you for tuning in this morning. As always, you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. You can call in 734-822-1600. Happy to hear from you on this Sunday morning. And our sponsor this half hour is Max Marina, the only full-service marina on Whitmore Lake. You can go to the website, maxmacsmarina.com, or you can call the boys down there at 734-449-4706. Now, Max Marina is where I get my boat serviced. They're fair with you. They let you know what's going on. And it's a great place to get your spring tune-up done or your fall layup. And if you get there early enough in the spring and call Sam and the guys, you can get in there and get a rental space for your boat so you don't have to keep dipping in and out. And they sell beer and wine there, and there's a restaurant next door called D's. So great place. Still plenty of time left this summer to get out on Whitmore Lake. So 734-449-4706, Max Marina. Okay, so lots to get through today. As always, The Daily Drift. Go to currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com. Click on The Daily Drift, and you'll get the stories that I bring to you every day. And a lot of those are stories that you won't see in the mainstream media, so interesting stuff. We do local, state, and national news and international news as well. So good stuff. It's a good way to stay educated and keep abreast. I know time is short for all of us, actually. And the reason I do this is to bring it to your attention so you don't have to wade through the reams and reams of information on the internet that I do every night. But I wanted to start out this morning with a story that I thought was quite interesting, and that was in AnnArbor.com by Daniel Arndt, and it's about Ann Arbor schools. Now, this is not political, believe it or not. Ann Arbor is now using a high-tech liquid pool cover to cover some of their pools at their schools. Now, just the very thought of it, a liquid pool cover, made me go to the website and read this story. Ann Arbor's middle and high school pools will no longer require a plastic pool cover to protect against heat loss and water evaporation. They now have a new system that pumps a vegetable oil-like substance on top of the pool water. Now, it doesn't mix because it's an mixture that when the water is calm, it stays on the surface, prevents evaporation. And evaporation, if you didn't know, is responsible for over 70% of a pool's heat loss. So this product does not evaporate, I guess, at least not as quickly as water does. And it's safe to actually swim in. Now, they pump it off. They skim it off the surface and they pump it off when children are swimming in the pools, but it is safe and it's biodegradable, so it doesn't hurt. And what happens is when someone jumps into the pool, it breaks up and becomes part of the water, but when the pool is calm, it forms a skin on the surface of the pool, which prevents heat loss. And just amazing. There's a little video there, too. So go to currentonline.com, click on The Daily Drift, and you can watch the video, and it shows you how it works. It's really an amazing things for all. So for all you pool owners out there, it's probably something to look at. They show even backyard pools using it. So you probably don't need to really do the pumping system that Ann Arbor is doing. I mean, obviously, they care about the kids. And if it's a new science, they don't want to experiment on the kids, obviously. So they pump it off during the day and then pump it back on at night. But very, very amazing. They're saying Johnson Controls is installing this equipment for Ann Arbor schools. And they're expecting an annual energy savings of $699,000. And that's pretty substantial, especially for Ann Arbor schools, which is hurting right now. So just an interesting from the science side for us. So I run across those things occasionally, and when I do, I like to bring them to your attention. So now let's get back on to politics, obviously. The legislature of the state of Michigan passed pension reform for school employees this week. And a good article in LivingstonDaily.com. By Jeff Karub, and a local school leader, Superintendent David Campbell of the Livingston Educational Service Agency. Now, LESA is just like the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. It's their intermediate school district for Livingston County. Said he had mixed feelings about the passage, and I'm sure a lot of teachers do, because when you start talking about teachers' pensions, they get a little wonky. You can't blame them. But they are government employees, and they have normally, not always, but normally pretty sweet deals when it comes to pensions. He says it'll cut $15 billion from the $45 billion of liability that the state has in the Michigan Public School Employee Retirement System. I actually have a little money in that system back in the days when I was an adult ed teacher. I put some money in there. I need to find out if I have anything left in there, frankly. Campbell says it stings, but he won't say it wasn't necessary. It's clearly necessary. It had to change. It had to be put on a diet. You can't walk around with $45 billion in liability in a pension fund with no way to pay for it. I mean, that's the whole problem with government as a rule right now. The Senate bill, 1040, is a money shift from school budgets to the budgets for retirees in the system. Now, of course, our local rep down here, Jeff Irwin, from Ann Arbor, spoke in opposition to the bill. Well, of course he would. The man's the ultimate liberal. And he says the bill is not fair without stating why. He just says it shifts costs around and solves nothing. Well, nothing like a statement that doesn't give any facts. But under the legislation, newly hired public school employees would pay more for the pension and no longer receive state-provided health coverage after they retire. Excuse me. It's going to Governor Snyder's desk, so if you support this, make sure you put a call into the governor's office and say, yes, we do support it. He should sign this. I think it's a no-brainer. Campbell also goes on to say it's a huge, despite his mixed feelings, it's a huge decision because it means we won't get the annual increases, the huge annual increases, which is one reason schools continue to cut programming. It does bring some stability to the system. So for LESA, the Livingston Educational System, it's a $4.5 million savings. And the reduction of the measure include a $130 million contribution by the state toward the retirement costs. So it's a pretty good deal. It really is. What it really means for school employees, they're going to have to contribute 3%. Now, I think most of us, I think I pay like almost 20% for my retirement. So I'm paying quite a bit more than obviously school teachers are. The bill did not take the big step that a lot of the conservatives wanted, which was scrapping pensions for new hires and putting them into a 401k style like most of us have. The measure calls for a third-party group to conduct a study by November 15th that would determine, among other things, the cost of ending pensions. So they haven't ruled it out, but they did put some more study into this. Campbell goes on to say that the retirement system for the state of Michigan was built when the Detroit Three automakers were in their prime and at a time when Michigan was ranked 12th in per capita income. Today, Michigan is ranked 38th. That's a giant drop. And the economy just cannot sustain the generosity it once did. Well, that's completely true. You can't keep spending what we were spending. It's just not tenable. You can't continue to do that. So it's one of those things where everybody has to tighten the belt a little bit. I mean, in the private sector over the last 10 years, we have tightened our belts. And unfortunately, state and federal employees and systems have not tightened their belts the way the rest of us have had to. So it was coming down the pipe. It now needs to be done, and the state of Michigan is making those steps to do it. I'd like to seem a little more aggressive, but this was at least a step in the right direction. And shortly before an election, it's pretty huge, I guess. At least some people have guts to do this. So touche to those legislators who passed it in the House and Senate. On Michigan CapCon this week, well, we're going to take a break. Why don't we run to a break, Derek, before we move on to this? We'll catch you on the other side.
Start your day. You want the latest information, news from around the world, and close to home. Wake up with an hour of Jim Bohannon's America in the Morning, 5 a.m. to 6. From 6 to 9 a.m., Wham! Brings you intelligent, conservative discussions that won't give you a headache. It's Bill Bennett's Morning in America, 9 to noon. You don't want to miss Glenn Beck, one of the most entertaining talk shows in America today. At noon, Laura Ingraham rips the left to shreds. She tells it like she sees it and doesn't hold back. Followed at 3 p.m. by Theron X and On the Edge. Don't let yourself be a boiling frog. Get informed with Theron. 6 p.m. to 9, it's The Savage Nation with Michael Savage. With Dennis Miller, 9 to 11. Overnight, experience the supernatural with Coast to Coast AM. George Norrie will keep you alert all night long. We're Wham! Talk 1600.
Your advertising dollar needs to go a long way, and it does with Wham Talk 1600. You can't find a more affordable economic bang for your buck. The Yellow Pages? That's covered with dust lost in a closet someplace. Cable television? Nobody watches cable TV during the day. They may watch 3 hours at night at best. Music radio? Music radio is background noise. Same tired tunes over and over again. Nobody's listening. That's not the case with Wham Talk 1600. You can't turn off Wham Talk 1600 radio. It's fresh and interesting day or night. People are listening. Around the clock, people listen. You're listening right now. So are your potential customers, and we cover all of southeastern Michigan with talk radio and information people pay attention to. This is talk and information radio people are talking about. Your business needs to be heard on Michigan's most exciting talk radio station. Your business needs to be advertising on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-971-1600 today. That's 734-971-1600 for our super affordable rates and super advertising results. Start advertising today on Wham Talk 1600.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on Wham! Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on Wham! Talk 1600.
In today's economy, you don't want to spend a fortune on interior design. You want your home to look good, express your tastes, and reflect your personality at an affordable price. Gail McNally Interior Design can help you with each phase of your design concept or just a single step. Whether you have an idea or no plan at all, Gail will help you realize your dream home. She can help with backgrounds such as wall color, tile, carpet, and window coverings, to furniture and even accessories. Gail has been an interior designer for more than 26 years, serving not only residential, but commercial clients. She has a college degree in interior design and is a longtime member of the American Society of Interior Designers.
Call me today at 734-717-2951, or you can email me at gailmcnally@gmail.com. That's gailmcnally@gmail.com.
Gail McNally, Interior Design.
My wedding was supposed to be the happiest day of my life. But at the reception, I couldn't stop thinking how much I miss my mom.
Type 2 diabetes steals the lives we cherish most. But it can be prevented. Know your risk before it's too late.
You have a lot to live for. Stop diabetes. I wish mom had.
Learn how to stop diabetes at checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Watch me now as I drop down on one knee, put the sequin cape of soul over my ample shoulders, grab the microphone, cradling it as if it was the back of a woman's pretty head, and deliver to you the finest in wig-singeing rock, hip-shaking soul music, and industrial strength, rhythm, and blues. I'm Theron. Join me right here for the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m., right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. From the I didn't really need to know that file, I guess, we were talking about Michigan Capital Confidential, which you can find links to on The Daily Drift. Every day, Michigan CapCon is probably the preeminent information coming out of Lansing for us, and they touch on national issues as well, but that's from the Mackinac Center. Tom Gannert, who we've had on the show before, has a couple of good articles this week, and one of them was about wind energy and how wind energy needs taxpayer support to survive. Therein lies like we didn't know that. Now, the 2011 Wind Technologies Report released by the U.S. Department of Energy in August highlights how dependent wind energy is upon government subsidies. The report cites government aid as two out of three, 66% of the three factors that contributed to the growth in the market of wind energy in 2011. The continuation of state and federal incentives for wind energy and the ability to meet construction deadlines, which was the third, was the other factor that made it grow. The report states that forecasts for 2013 and beyond are dependent largely upon extension of federal and state incentives. Now, we've all known this. I mean, wind energy, great. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. We should put them up. You want to use every energy source you can get. Wind and solar, great. You got to use them. Funny how liberals seem to love wind energy until it's back in their own backyard on the lake or off of Cape Cod or wherever. But I'm not saying it's a bad thing. The problem is, again, you're subsidizing it. We shouldn't be subsidizing anything. We shouldn't be subsidizing oil production. We shouldn't be subsidizing wind or solar or anything else. Let the market handle it. Now, Paul Chesser, associate fellow for the National Legal and Policy Center, says the reason is obvious why we had some growth in 2011. Without government's help, it would be pretty much extinct. And that's true. I think we all know that. But again, it's one of these things where the subsidies at all levels for anything need to stop. Agricultural subsidies, they need to stop. Let somebody who can make money doing something do it. If they can't make money, it's not worth doing. It's really honest. That's what you got to play by. Let the market find a way to do it. Now, what government could do is, if you really want to have wind and solar energy to be better, take the capital gains off the investments in wind and solar. Now, you don't have to do any more than that. You don't need to give money to somebody, because all that does is get the leches in there. They want to get in and make some money and then go out of business like Solyndra. That's the problem. If you really want to see technology grow, take capital gains investment off it. Let people know that they can invest and not pay tax when that pays off for them. You know, that's the carrot and the stick, and that's what nobody seems to understand in Washington or in Lansing these days. You've got the carrot. The carrot is taking away taxes. The stick is putting taxes and regulations on. That's your stick. But the key is always the carrot. If you want somebody to do something, you have to make them want to do it. And taking a capital gains off the investment in wind and solar will make people put money there. It's simple. It's stupid simple. And yet nobody in government seems to understand that. You want the hot, we've talked about this before. Congressman Wahlberg, bring this up in session. Take the capital gains off real estate right now and watch how all these excess homes on the market will just go away. People will buy them if they don't have to pay capital gains on the proceeds they'll make in 5 or 10 years from a piece of property. It's simple. Why won't anybody look at that? That's the carrot that business needs to do what government wants it to do. So he goes on in a different article this week about environmental group exaggerating the number of green jobs the energy mandate has made. A ballot proposal wrongly cites that green energy will produce 74,000 jobs. The Michigan Environmental Council exaggerated in its press release the number of jobs that would be created by the renewable energy ballot proposal when it erroneously cited how a Michigan State University report calculated jobs. The press release from Michigan Environmental Council stated that it would create 74,495 jobs. However, the actual report said it would create 74,495 job years. That's job years, which you divide by 25 years per job, because that's how long the average person would work in that field. That comes down to about 3,000 jobs. Now, you want to talk about it, and that's going to be on the ballot proposal? Seriously? You can erroneously state that kind of figure and get it on the ballot? Are you kidding me? They're stating 74,000 jobs, and it's really only 3,000 jobs because somebody used the term job year. I've never heard the term job years before. Is this another way of scamming the voting public? You know, it's as big a scam as saying we're going to save you $30 billion over a 10-year period. That's $3 billion a year. Hello, folks. Why don't you just state it plain and simple? Anytime the government tries to stretch things out into the years, you know you're getting stung. Just bend over, because that's what you're about to get. They're abusing the report to fit the predetermined agenda, said Jason Gilman, a Tea Party activist from Traverse City. There's no question about it, and it's misleading. Well, that tells you everything you need to know for November. You need to clearly read the ballot proposals. Now, we're hoping to get a group of guys on from Michigan CapCon this fall, probably in October, just before the election. And we're going to do a little roundtable down here at the station. I'll have to talk to Linda and see if we can maybe even get a two-hour slot for that day, because I'm going to have the guys from Michigan CapCon come in, and we're going to go over the different ballot proposals so that you clearly understand those. And so you need to do your homework. This year, more than ever, there are a lot of special interests who are trying to get in on the ballot for November, and they're trying to change our Michigan Constitution. And that's a good segue to our next story. Union power grab proposal heading to court. According to MichiganBallot.org, and Jack Spencer again reporting for Michigan CapCon, the State Board of Canvassers did not certify this Wednesday the union promoted Protect Our Jobs proposal for the November 6th ballot. It was a split decision on the Canvassers board, two Republicans and two Democrats. The Democrats, of course, wanted to support it, while the Republicans said no. It means it's going to go to court. Now, is there time to get it through court and time to get it on the ballot? It has to be ready by September 7th, so time is running short. Unless the Supreme Court picks it up, it would have to go to court appeals. So it's one of these things. A coalition of unions is backing the proposal with $8 million. Now, you've probably seen some of their ads on television. The coalition says the proposal would make collective bargaining a right guaranteed in the Michigan Constitution. Now, you're changing a government constitution, our certified document, to protect the special interest of union people. And when the proposal was first described by UAW boss Bob King, he called it a right-to-work ban, which is more essentially of what it does. It'll keep people from being able to have the right to work in the state without being involved in a union. The proposal does more, however, than just prevent Michigan from becoming a right-to-work state, which is a law that allows people to opt out of paying union dues and fees. It'll reverse dozens of reforms made in 2011 and before. Attorney Bill Schuette, on August 3rd, wrote a letter to Governor Snyder stating that the Board of Canvassers should not approve the proposal because it's too sweeping, meaning it's huge. It's going to really change the way things are done. And it cannot be described in the required 100 words or less for ballot language. Now, that's important, because a ballot gets too long, people don't read it, and they'll just vote. It's got to be 100 words or less. This proposal would totally obliterate part of the Constitution that gives the legislature authority to pass laws pertaining to collective bargaining. It wouldn't change the wording. It would completely obliterate it. This is one of these things that needs to be shot down big time. If it does make it on the ballot, make sure you are aware of what it does. This is one you need to vote no on, okay? And I'm normally not the guy to say, hey, vote the way I do. I'm telling you on this one, do not, repeat, do not vote for this union amendment to the Constitution. It's bad news all around. Gary Gordon, attorney for Citizens Protecting Michigan's Constitution, which is a group of businesses that have also laid into the suit, referred to it as a Trojan horse. It's a backdoor method to repeal or alter many of the statutes that the legislature has passed over the years. So this is one we really have to keep an eye on. Make sure you call your legislators. And again, currentonline.com or garywellings.com. I have emails and phone numbers for all your state legislators. Make sure you plug them into your cell phone. The best thing you can do as a citizen is to have those phone numbers in your cell phone. Most of us are on unlimited plans. You know, you get 5 minutes at lunch, call your state legislator and say, hey, vote yes on this or vote no on that. Let them know what you're feeling, because the more calls they get, it's a better gauge for them as to how they should vote, because they want to get reelected. So if you're active as a Tea Party guy, if you're active as a fiscal conservative, you need to make those phone calls. Now, get involved this year. I mean, you should be involved every year, but this year is very important. All right, that sound is another break. We'll come after the hard break and see you on the other side.
On the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange taking refuge in Ecuador's embassy in London to avoid being sent to Sweden on sexual assault accusations is expected to speak shortly from the embassy balcony.
He's spent 2 months there so far. He has been delivered a running machine. He has internet connection, and his facilities beyond that are pretty sparse. Just a simple bed and not much more.
Tom Parmenter of Sky News. Hurricane Gordon speeding across the Atlantic toward the eastern Azores, where a hurricane warning is in effect, but we may have to keep an eye on what could become Hurricane Isaac.
We could be talking about a U.S. storm here around 12 days from now. We have a long time to watch it. That's good news. It means we have tons of time to prep.
That's Fox Rick's Rick Reichmuth. Sudanese authorities say all 32 people on board died when a plane carrying a government delegation crashed in the country's south. They were en route to attend prayers. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Yankee Air Museum Yankee Gala 2012 will celebrate the B-17 Flying Fortress's contribution to history Saturday, November 10th, and will honor Yankee Award for Valor 2012 recipient Norm Ellickson, the B-17 Yankee Lady Crew Chief. Tickets are $150 per person or $275 per couple if purchased before September 1st. There will be cocktails, a dinner, and silent auction. It'll be at the Yankee Air Museum Collections and Exhibit Building, 47884 D Street in Belleville. To learn more, visit yankeeairmuseum.org or email gala@yankeeairmuseum.org. Again, that's the Yankee Air Museum's Yankee Gala 2012, Saturday, November 10th. The Sunday Artisan Market at 315 Detroit Street in Ann Arbor is open every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., April through December. For more information, call 734-913-9622 or visit www.sundayartisanmarket.org.
The Detroit Institute of Arts is one of the premier art museums in the United States. It's home to more than 60,000 works that comprise a multicultural survey of human creativity from ancient times through the 21st century. From the first Van Gogh painting to enter a museum, to Diego Rivera's world-renowned Detroit industry murals, the DIA's collection is known for its quality, range, and depth. For more information, call 313-833-7900 or visit www.dia.org.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
The Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, brought to you by the Vincent Law Firm. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Thank you, forefathers, and thank you, Vincent Law Firm, for supporting that Bill of Rights and that document 24/7. The Vincent Law Firm, located at 302 North Huron Street in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Contact the Vincent Law Firm at 734-487-4970 or visit the Vincent Law Firm on the web at vincentlegalservices.com.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. And our sponsor this half hour is The Current Newspaper. That's C-O-U-R-A-N-T. Go to currentonline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, online. .com. The August issue is out. We mail this newspaper out to 30,000 plus homes and businesses every month and drop off another 5,000 at boxes and gas stations. It's growing. It's got legs of its own. It's funny how the current seems to get beyond even where we drop it off. You can advertise with us and grow your business like we have grown ours. We've quintupled. That's five times its size since we took over in 2007. So grow your business the way we do. Call Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777. That's 734-323-0777. And talk to him about some advertising. We also have all the information online at currentonline.com. And it's great. You know, the paper does really have its own legs. Excuse me. I got a phone call and an email from Michigan Flower Farm, Renee out at Michigan Flower Farm. They have locally grown flowers naturally, and they're in Northville. Now, we don't deliver to Northville. How she got the paper, how it got out there and came to her attention, I don't know. Well, I guess I do. She's a member of the Lyon Township Farmers Market, which is open every Friday from 12:30 to 6:30. They have harvest days starting September 14th. There's a petting farm there, so you get your kids out and let them go see some animals. But Michigan Flower Farm does cut flowers and bouquets for households, businesses, florists, markets, events, and weddings. So even if you are a florist, get hold of them for some Michigan's locally grown produce. They're located at 22460 Garfield Road in Northville, Michigan. Their phone number, 248-390-7255. Or is that 66? I can't tell. Anyways, go to www.michiganflowerfarm.com. That's www.michiganflowerfarm.com. I think that's 7266. My eyes are getting bad. You can obviously tell I'm getting older as you see that. So Michigan Flower Farm, give them a holler. Thanks, Renee, for contacting us and letting us know you like the paper. So there was a lot of talk this week as we wind down. Joe Biden put his foot in his mouth again. We'll talk about that in a little while. But they brought up some issues. And again, Gary at thedailydrift.com if you want to email me some comments or call in with your comments, 734-822-1600. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was pressed by her husband and a top Obama aide to consider replacing Vice President Joe Biden. Now, this came up again because old foot-and-mouth Joe was talking about the putting y'all back in chains again this week. But Ed Klein, an author of a new book called The Amateur, has said that she definitely was, the Obama administration was interested in this. And let's go with track one, Derek. And we'll hear Ed Klein on the Kudlow report saying she was tentatively offered this VP replacement slot.
Larry, just before we went on the air tonight, I checked with my sources in the Clinton camp, and I took notes. I want to be careful. And here's what they told me. Up until just a couple of weeks ago, the White House was putting out feelers to see if Hillary would accept the vice presidential nod and replace Joe Biden. Bill Clinton was, I'm told, urging his wife to accept the number two slot. He saw this as a great launching pad for her for running in 2016. But then Hillary had lunch in the White House a couple of weeks ago with Valerie Jarrett, Michelle's best friend, senior advisor to both the First Lady and the President.
Just about the biggest lefty in the White House.
That's right. And she told Valerie Jarrett that she would not accept the vice president's spot.
Okay, so that tells you one thing. It tells you that the Obama administration is worried. If they're really willing to change VP horses in midstream, they're scared. I mean, Joe never really did bring anything to the table. I'm not sure what he brought to the table in 2008. I don't know what he's brought to the table since then other than late-night comedy material. So it's not hard to see why they would want to get rid of him. I'm just surprised they haven't done it earlier, asked him to get out in the last 2 years. I don't know, but he really does bring nothing to the table. He's a liability, frankly. And I think this shows you that he's a liability. Now, the reasons she would get out, or how about the reasons she hasn't taken the slot? Well, I think they're pretty easy to see. Obama has become a liability. Now, if Hillary ever wants to be president, she has to work at it. But she's going to have a lot. You got a lot of splaining to do. I mean, she spent 4 years screwing up foreign affairs as Barack Obama's Secretary of State. And now she would have to do some additional explaining. Let's go with track two, Derek, and hear Ed's take on this.
But I'm told there were more important reasons for her not accepting this idea.
Such as?
Number one, she felt that if she were on the ticket with Obama and he lost, she would be tarred as a loser when she tried to run in 2016. On the other hand, if she was on the ticket and he won and he continued his far left wing socialistic policies, she'd have to defend those policies when she ran in 2016.
It's already tough enough for her to defend some of the foreign policies that he's been putting
Exactly.
forward.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. Or at least we're all on the same page. Now, frankly, she's tarred a loser to me anyways because she lost to Barack Obama in the primary in 2008. Now, how do you lose a primary to what has become the worst president this country has ever had? You know, she wasn't strong enough then in the primary to beat a guy who, A, had no record, who, B, won't publish any of his records, and C, is just plain bad. He has no common sense. He has no executive experience. He has no private sector experience. And yet, she lost to him in the primary. But I can see your point. She loses either way if she were to join the ticket. She loses. So that was a great piece of entertainment, actually, this week to see that come out. The other thing we want to start looking at again is Paul Ryan. And what we need to see is pay attention to what he says. Don't listen to what they say about him because it's not true. He was in the Villages down in Florida, I think yesterday, and I actually got to watch some of that speech live, and absolutely remarkable. But what he does is explain in no uncertain terms what is going on with Social Security and with Medicare. Now let's go with track three, which is Britt Hume asking Ryan if tackling Medicare in this election is a winning issue for the GOP. Let's go with track three, Derek.
That you and Governor Romney think that Medicare, which has been a very difficult issue for Republicans for a very long time, and polls suggest that people almost automatically think Republicans are hostile to Medicare, can be a winning issue for you. How?
Absolutely. Because we're the ones who are offering a plan to save Medicare. to protect Medicare, to strengthen Medicare. We're the ones who are not raiding Medicare to pay for Obamacare. We're the ones who are repealing President Obama's 15-person bureaucratic board that will put price controls on Medicare that will lead to denied care for current seniors. We're the ones continuing the guarantee of Medicare for people in or near retirement. And you have to reform it for the younger generation in order to make the commitment stick for the current generation. Terrible. President Obama is actually damaging Medicare for current seniors. It's irrefutable. And that's why I think this is the debate we want to have, and that's the debate we're going to win.
Now, and there you go. And he speaks so eloquently. I was actually saying yesterday as I watched him, if he were to let his hair grow out into a kind of a wonky hairstyle and had that beard that came around the chin, wouldn't he look like Abraham Lincoln? You know, I almost want to call him and say, hey, dude, put that beard on. Let's see what you look like, you know. He's got those eyes and whatnot. I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but obviously Lincoln was one of my favorite presidents. So, but Paul Ryan has the ability to reach out and touch people and speak to them, and they hear for a change. They understand what he's saying, and he does it very simply. Now, he went to the Villages and took his mom with him. Of course, she's a senior citizen, so a great campaign tactic right there. But he explains a number of things, and I've got the entire 22-minute speech at the Daily Drift. Just go to kernonline.com, click on the Daily Drift, and scroll down. You'll see him explaining to the seniors at the Villages what his and Romney's plan is for Medicare. Let's go with track four, Dirk. This starts out what Obamacare does currently to the Medicare system.
Here's what the president won't tell you about his Medicare plan, about Obamacare. The president raids $716 billion from the Medicare program to pay for the Obamacare program. What's more, in addition to that, he puts a board of 15 unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats in charge of Medicare who are required to cut Medicare in ways that will lead to denied care for current seniors. You don't want to know what Medicare is saying about this? From Medicare officials themselves, one out of six of our hospitals and our nursing homes will go out of business as a result of this. 4 million seniors are projected to lose their Medicare Advantage plans that they enjoy and they chose today under this Obamacare plan. What's worse is the president's campaign calls this an achievement. Do you think raiding Medicare to pay for Obamacare is an achievement?
No.
Do you think empowering a board of bureaucrats to cut Medicare an achievement?
No.
Neither do I. Medicare should not be used as a piggy bank for Obamacare. Medicare should be the promise that it made to our current seniors, period, end of story.
Okay, so right then, the seniors, do not listen to what it is the Democrats are trying to play you for. They've used you before. They've done it before. Don't let them do it this year. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue listening to Paul Ryan and having him explain what it is the Romney and Ryan plan can do for you to protect you. See you on the other side.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on WHAM. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on Wham! Talk 1600.
Can you tell if the leftovers from this dinner party are beginning to grow bacteria that could lead to severe diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach cramps? Listen. You can't see it either. Get leftovers into the refrigerator as soon as possible. Spoiled leftovers can make you very sick or worse. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
This is the ClarkCast with Matt Clark.
Are we better off now than we were? And again, this isn't a Republican versus Democrat issue. It's the timeless debate. Do we want more government or do we want less government? Do you want more freedom or less freedom? Those questions are arguably the same. More government, less government. More freedom, less freedom. Those are arguably the same questions right there.
Don't miss the ClarkCast. Live Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham! Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enemedia are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham! Talk 1600. Yeah!
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
Dan, welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this wonderful Sunday morning. So we're talking about Congressman Paul Ryan, who is the VP pick for Mitt Romney. And he was discussing in very easy terms to understand the Medicare problem and how Romney Ryan will strengthen Medicaid. They are not taking it away from you. Let's listen to track five, Derek, which is the difference between Obama and Romney. Yeah, well, we're off on it a little bit. I'll let Derek retry that one. But the difference is huge. The Democrats have not had a plan to take care of Social Security, to take care of Medicare. They keep pushing it down the road, kicking it down the road. We're ready now? Okay, we're going to go with track five. This is the difference between Obama and Romney.
Here is what Mitt Romney and I will do. We will end the raid of Medicare. We will restore the promise of this program, and we will make sure that this board of bureaucrats will not mess with my mom's health care or your mom's health care.
Okay, that board of 15 people that they keep talking about. Now, that's the death boards that everyone made fun of Sarah Palin talking about in 2008. It's already there. It was part of the stimulus package. It's part of TARP. It was there. It was instituted then. The rationing has already begun. We've talked about it. Dr. Dave Janda has talked about it. Already last year, they're telling women you don't need to have breast exams as often. Really? This year, just a month or so ago, they started telling men you don't need prostate exams as often. Now, how is that possible? Did cancer just suddenly go away? Are we suddenly eating so much better? We're healthier. We're doing so much better that we don't need breast exam and prostate exams as much? No, it's already starting. This is the beginning of the rationing. It is starting now. And so that 15-person board is going to dictate what's good and what's not. Is it a stretch to say, you know, you're over 80, you don't really need that hip because, you know what, it costs this much amount of money, and frankly, you only have 5 years left. What's the point of spending that money on a new hip for you? You're just going to have to suffer. That is not a stretch. That's not something out of a science fiction magazine. That is what is going to happen. The changes that Obamacare brings is going to cause rationing to happen simply because it's going to push more doctors, more people out of the marketplace. One in six nursing homes will go out of business under Obamacare. That's from the budget office is telling us that. Let's go with track six, Derek, which is the GOP plan. This is Ryan telling you that it's not going to affect you if you're a current receiver of Medicare. Let's go with track six.
Our solution to preserve, protect, and save Medicare does not affect your benefits. Let me repeat that. Our plan does not affect the benefits for people who are in or near retirement. It's a promise that was made, and it's a promise that must be kept. But in order to make sure we can guarantee that promise for my mom's generation, for those baby boomers who are retiring every day, we must reform it for my generation. To save it for this generation, you have to reform it for my generation so it doesn't go bankrupt when we want to retire. The good news is there are bipartisan solutions to do this. The plan we support originated in the Clinton Commission plan to save Medicare in the late 1990s. It's a bipartisan plan in Congress today. It's a plan that says do not change benefits for people 55 and above. And for those of us who are younger, when we become Medicare eligible, we get a choice of guaranteed coverage options, guaranteed affordability, including traditional Medicare. So we get to pick the plan for us when we retire. And that means all those providers compete against each other for our business, and we don't have to beg for the mercy of 15 bureaucrats whether or not we get our health care.
All right, so he lays it. You got to watch this whole speech. Go to thedailydrift.com, thecurrentonline.com. Click on the Daily Drift tab, and it'll get you to the Daily Drift, and you can scroll down and click on that video. It's 20 minutes long. Worth watching. Grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea. Watch the whole video. If you've been on the fence about Romney, don't be. Ryan is the sign that Romney is committed to being a fiscal conservative, that he is the guy we should vote for. He could have picked a milquetoast vice president like Tim Pawlenty. He could have picked Rob Portman out of Ohio. But he didn't. He went with a hardcore fiscal conservative who plans on tackling the tough issues. Medicare has to be reformed. And again, as he said, it's not affecting you if you're on it. It's not. He is not throwing you off the cliff. It's the Democrats who have been throwing you off the cliff all these years because they refuse to tackle the situation. They're so worried about getting reelected that they don't even want to touch it. Hear Obama saying everything's okay, don't worry about it, don't listen to Romney, don't listen to Ryan. It doesn't need to be reformed. Yes, it does. In order for you to keep your benefits, we need to reform it for us. That means I may not get my Social Security or my Medicare until I'm 75, maybe even 80. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. If I have to work 5-10 years at Walmart as a greeter as an old man, I'm going to do it. If I have to hand out carts, I'm going to do it. But I don't want my parents to be without it. I don't want your parents. I don't want you, if you're a senior citizen, to do without. And if we don't reform it for us, the younger ones, as Romney, as Ryan is saying, it could be bankrupt within your lifetime. This is a issue that needs to be tackled now, not 4 years from now, not 8 years from now, not 16 years from now. It needs to be tackled this election. And you got to go with the guys who have a plan. The Romney-Ryan plan will tackle this situation and do it successfully. And what we need to do is make sure we give a Republican-controlled Senate to both of them so that they can do this. Make sure you're voting for Pete Hoekstra this year. Don't vote for some independent. Don't vote for Debbie Stabenow. Vote for Pete Hoekstra. Let's give an extra vote in the Senate to the Republican agenda to fix and strengthen Medicare, to fix and strengthen Social Security. Social Security needs to be in a lockbox. Nancy Pelosi didn't want to do it. We need the votes to put Social Security into a lockbox so the government stops stealing money from it. This is without a doubt the most important election of our lifetime. Do what needs to be done. Get out there and campaign. Do your homework. Whether it's a ballot proposal or whoever you're voting for, do your homework. Do your reading. Until next time, have a good day.